Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10.
Kelly Rowland, Love Takes Over. 7 minutes past seven. It's the 2nd of May. Morning, welcome along to the show. Morning, gang.
Morning.
Morning.
How are we doing this morning?
Grand.
All good.
That's what we like to hear. Now, how do you think, genuine question here, amongst friends.
Yep.
Okay, how do you think I look? You know, do you think I look older or younger than my years?
Well, you're a bit of a silver fox. I think you look great.
Thanks, Hayley.
I think
after
great.
Your holiday, you've got a glow about you.
It's too late, Jamie. You left. You can't come up with this.
Then, wasn't
you
it?
Can't come up with this.
Your appearance has changed, hasn't it, over the last few years?
Well,
I think you actually you're like fine wine.
Philip Schofield.
You're getting better with age.
Do you think?
100%. I look back at some of your old pictures and think, oh. You know. Especially when you see your wife and I think, balls punch him.
She could see into the future.
That's
what it was. It was a long-term investment. So the reason I asked this, okay, you turn up to the airport.
Yeah.
That's what I did a couple of weeks ago at Gatwick. So, you know, not some dodgy airport in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
At Gatwick. Thousands of people there, all trying to check their bags in. Everyone wants to do it as quickly as possible. Normally, not the most, you know, kind of conversational part, is it?
Yeah.
You know, you kind of throw your bags on, look at the weight and think, hope they don't notice that.
Yeah.
So I put my bags on and everything. Guy gets the passport and opens it up and looks at the passport.
Did he laugh?
No. Looks at the passport, looks at me, looks down at the passport. And you know when you're starting to think, is there a problem? Have I brought my daughter's passport? So he's looking up and down, and then he sort of smiles. And I'm wondering what to do now. That's kind of like, I'm thinking, okay, well, obviously it's not a problem. So what is it? So I laugh and joke and go, oh, I know, I've aged a bit since that photo was taken. He's like, yeah, you have. I hardly recognised you. I had to look at it a couple of times.
And did you really?
My wife was beside herself. She thought it was the funniest thing in the world ever.
That's brilliant.
I sort of make excuses for my passport. You know, like, you're looking, sort of go, yeah, I was a lot slimmer then.
I had to get my photo redone as well.
Well, you know,
a few years ago.
You know when you get your passport photo done, you try and make it look, you make yourself look as good as you possibly can.
It's hard though because you can't smile or anything, can you?
I'm changing tact on that. I am going to look as rough as I can possibly look.
Oh, yeah.
Because mine's due for renewal and 10 years, I tell you what's happened to me in the last 10 years on that passport photo, the next 10 years, I tell you, aren't looking good. They are not looking good.
You'll stay like this, though, I think, for the next 10 years now. I think that.
And what are you basing that on, Jamie?
Well, I'm just saying kind of peak performance, you know. It's.
Well, let's see you 10 years ago, Jamie, and see how you look.
Oh, exactly. Thinner cheeks, I think it is.
So many things to say. 11 minutes past seven morning. Welcome along to the show. Well, thank you. You've made me feel so much better about myself.
I thought I'd done all right.
Yeah, you did all right. Yeah. I'm looking at him. Wish that you could build a time machine. Solid White Radio. Louis Tomlinson, Just Hold On. We're talking about my passport photo and the fact that this guy, he probably sees, I know, he must see thousands of passport photos, so I can't imagine many of them are picked out as being amusing.
I think you should take it as a compliment.
Well, look, you've just shown us that picture.
Yeah.
And I didn't actually think it was you. I'm not going to lie. I looked at that, I thought, blimey.
What is it with you
just
today?
Jamie, why are you...
It's just different.
Just like,
no, it's
nice
not good or bad.
It's nice to be nice.
I agree with Hayley. I think I think now is definitely a better picture than
you
that.
See, the thing is that this was taken back in the day. Now you take your passport photo with your phone, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
This is the new thing.
Yep, easy.
So you just stand against a blank wall, someone takes a photo. This was in the days of the old photo booth. which
roll the seat down.
Do you remember that? And it was like £4, and you'd try and do the whole family on £4, one photo each, like dashing in and out with someone with the curtain just slightly open so they could see the flat. It's like, right, Mike, go!
Swap!
Run it. And you didn't have time to turn the seat round, so you'd kind of squat.
Legs are hurting.
Right, and you're there going, okay, they're going to take the photo. Where's the photo going? When's the photo? Maybe I haven't done it right. Look down, flash.
Yeah. Like, you turn around to check the curtain. Is that curtain closed? Oh, no, it's taken.
So funny.
Oh, how easy the kids have it these days, eh? 16 minutes past seven. If you're travelling on the roads this morning, we'll update you with the very latest. First of all, though, Shaggy, it wasn't me at Isle of Wight Radio.
I don't know how I let this happen. The girl next door, you know?
James' theme tune.
It wasn't me.
Shaggy at Isle of Wight Radio. 20 past seven. Let's go to the phones. We're talking about passport photos this morning. Hello, who's that?
Hi, Paul. It's Teresa. I was listening to you talking about passports. And my first passport, I was going to Germany. And on my way back from Germany, the photographing was so bad that the man at the airport looked at me. He said, "Did someone put a gun to your neck when you had the photograph taken?"
Oh, do you know what? You made me feel a little bit better this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you have yourself a wonderful day.
Bye.
Cheerio, bye-bye. Wake up, arise and shine. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10. Topping in the morning, Isle of Wight Radio. Isle of Wight Radio, it's Thursday morning, 2nd of May, sun's out, sky's blue, everything looking good, and, welcome to Headline or Hearsay.
Good morning.
I'm excited about this, I don't know why.
Excited?
Yeah, you know when you haven't played something for a little while and then all of a sudden you realise you're quite good at it? I remembered it yesterday.
I enjoy this.
Yeah.
I don't know that feeling, unfortunately.
Welcome to everyone on Facebook this morning, facebook.com/Isle of Wight Radio. If you want to play along live at home, we would love for you to join us. Right, okay, so it is time to play... Oh...
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Right, you ready, Jamie?
Yes. A restaurant has created the ultimate wedding bouquet, and it's made entirely from pizza. Forget the flowers, it's all about the dough, cheese, and pepperoni. Made by the Villa Italian Kitchen in New York City, the restaurant's hoping that the quirky product, which features pieces of pizza rolled up to look like flowers, will take off and become this summer's hit wedding trend. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
No, I love pizza.
But... And you love weddings.
And what I love flowers.
What could be better?
Winning. Than...
What a combo.
Who's this guy that's doing it? Do you have his details?
It's in New York.
I'm just not convinced. Are you?
I don't think I am. You know, I think it's great when people order pizzas in for the evening and things like that.
Would your fiance be happy with this, Jamie?
I don't have a fiance. And second of all, pizza as flowers, I don't know. I haven't had pizza for ages, actually, thinking about it.
Gemma says, headline, Karen Eels says... horrible hearsay, I hope. Julie says, morning hearsay. Would it be? Is it stuffed crust?
No, I hate stuffed crusts.
What?
Why? What's what?
Oh, cheese. You don't like cheese,
I only like a flickering of cheese on a pizza.
How on earth can you like pizza but not like cheese? I mean, that is a little bit like...
Yeah, but if it's too thick and it's congealed, I have to take it off.
Oh, I love it
which
when
is,
it's like
yeah,
that.
So do I.
But it's a bit chewy.
Melted.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Hang on, didn't you eat mozzarella on holiday?
Oh, I tried a mozzarella ball. And you know what? My other half hasn't...
Are you both against cheese?
We're both against cheese, but he hasn't let me forget it. Honestly, you're a cheese lover now, he keeps saying.
Carly said, I'd have eaten it by the time I got to the aisle. and thinks it's hearsay. Corin says, headline. Gemma says, try vegan cheese. It's hideous.
It is hideous. I've tried it. Accidentally.
Accidentally?
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that.
How did that happen accidentally?
It was on, I think it was a vegan pizza.
Oh, that would be it then.
Yeah, funnily enough. Sort of chowing down.
Is this real cheese on this vegan pizza? Anyway, headline or hearsay, what
I
are we going
with? I
think
it's going to be hearsay.
We're going hearsay, Jamie.
Hayley, get yourself to New York City. It is a headline.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah.
They come up with all sorts in New York, don't they?
Oh, they do, don't they? Oh, it's like never ending, isn't it? It's like idea after idea. Can't believe it.
Sorry. Kissing your cat or dog or letting them lick you could potentially be life-threatening. Experts say pets can spread drug-resistant bugs, which mean antibiotics then don't work properly. A study by Glasgow Caledonian University says the risk is very low, but also recommends covering any cuts and washing your hands after stroking animals. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
See, it's funny, isn't it?
If I'm serious, she's gone on this story.
It's like, what? What?
Well,
I would wash my hands definitely after stroking someone else's dog.
Yeah.
But when it's your own, it's like
family.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
I always wash my hands.
I always let Honey lick my face too.
Can we just point out that Honey is your dog?
Honey's my dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Not your other half.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
I thought dogs had antiseptic tongues. Serious?
Where did you get that from?
I thought
who told you that?
I don't know. I definitely heard it somewhere. And I think I'm right.
That dogs have antiseptic tongues?
I think their tongues are so clean that it does help with wounds and things.
Right. Okay. Can I just point out to anyone listening at home that medical advice from Hayley is not fully backed up by any kind of research.
Dr. H.
I don't think. So, what do we think? Headline or hearsay? What does Facebook have to say, Jamie?
I've just done some investigation about that. It's not true, Hayley.
Okay.
Facebook? Oh, I have no idea. Let's have a look.
Shattered. Last time you cut your finger and get the dog to lick it.
Oh, dear. Right, Corinne says headline, as does Elizabeth and Patrick and Louise. Sue and Julie are also saying headline. Karen says hearsay. Patrick says Bordar. I think that's hello in Welsh, isn't it? From, funnily enough, from North Wales. Yeah, so that's where we are at the moment.
Okay.
I know you speak two languages, Jamie.
Yeah, Bordar. Mm-hmm. Talented.
Is it headline or hearsay? What do most people have to say?
Headline.
Majority headline. Saying headline.
Are we going headline?
Headline.
A headline.
It is a headline.
Wow. Okay.
So there you go, Hayley. Look, she's
I
furious.
It's funny, isn't it? The weird thing is that you've got a dog. I've got a dog. We're very rarely off sick.
Yeah.
Jamie hasn't got a dog.
Do you know what? Yes.
Mm. That is an interesting point. I might get a dog. The Snooker World Championship will aim to emulate the rest of the sports world by introducing multiple replica kits.
Just laughing at the comments on Facebook.
There will be... Do you want me to start this again?
Please.
The Snooker World Championship will aim to emulate the rest of the sports world by introducing replica kits. There'll be home, away and third kits for each player, everyone which comes with a bow tie. The Snooker Champions League executive Simon Scudamore says, Snooker has trailed many other sports in the past. It's time to catch up with the endorsements other professional activities have. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
What a load of old cobblers.
No
can
way.
Can you imagine what you're rocking today? I'm rocking the away kit.
The home kit.
Yeah. Home kit for snooker. Look at my bow tie.
I've got the Ronnie O'Sullivan away shirt here.
I met him once.
Did you?
Yeah, I did and didn't realise it was him. You know when you chat to someone and then he walks around and then you know when you literally go, yep. Ronnie O'Sullivan, world champion, snooker
really?
Champion, yeah.
I did exactly the same with some footballer who apparently is a big deal. I had a really long conversation and then wondered why people were going up asking for his autograph. And I'm like, this is a bit strange.
Is
anyway.
This, is this like the time when Sam Smith asked for your picture?
That was awkward as
yeah,
well.
I remember that.
So let's have a look, see what people think on Facebook this morning.
Elizabeth says hearsay, as does Zara, Louise, Jean, and Karen, and Sue. Patrick says, Jamie, it's pronounced Borida.
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 Barada.
And he also says hearsay. Gene says hearsay as well.
Okay, so what are we going
with?
I like
watching snooker. I think it's actually quite a good sport to watch.
It is. It's a bit like golf or QVC.
No, golf.
They all
better.
Fall into exactly the same bracket. You don't think you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You start watching it, and then 3 hours goes by, and you go, "Where was that?"
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, the only difference is with snooker, I've never thought, "Oh, I could do with a green table." But QVC,
I found myself watching QVC the other day because there was Liz Earle stuff on there. I thought, "Oh, Isle of Wight connection." I watched it for about half an hour. Spent about £100.
Well, fake tan, was it?
Yes. Teeth whitening and fake tan. The lot.
So, what are we going with?
Hearsay.
We're going with hearsay, Jamie.
It is hearsay.
Thank you to everyone on Facebook. Headline or hearsay back, same time.
I've got all
same place tomorrow. Daft Punk at Isle of Wight Radio, and one more time. Now, he was a smash hit at the weekend on Britain's Got Talent, which is one of the biggest shows in the country at the moment. Welcome to Derek Sandy. Morning, Derek. You all right?
I'm fine. I'm a bit knackered, but I'm fine.
Good. Now we're on Facebook Live as well. You can watch us, facebook.com/ Isle of Wight Radio. So what was it like? Now, I assume it was recorded a little bit earlier on, was it?
6 months before.
So you've had to keep this secret.
It's been a bit. You know, it started in August, the ending of August.
Really?
Yeah, and I was supposed to go away for my holidays. I normally go home for 3 months, see my mom and family, and then come back. But I just decided not to go, you know, and because every month you have to do something.
Yeah.
You know, you're up to London, back here.
Oh, so it's not just a process of them
No, it's not as easy as people think it might be.
Right. So how many auditions are there before you actually get in front of those judges?
How many interviews?
Really?
How many interviews? Because you're doing this, you're doing that, which is fun, you know, but they pay all the expenses and stuff as well, which is even better fun.
Okay, so you've got a few nights in a nice hotel.
Five-star hotel. I'm taking it all. Me and my wife, Katie, and Alex.
So you're best mates now with Ant and Dec, obviously.
Yeah, we are all friends. The staff, the crew, you know, it was a energy.
And is it as much fun when you're actually there on the day as it looks like it is on the TV? Because I get the feeling it's a very long day.
Oh, my goodness. You can say that again. Because actually what happened, I was supposed to go on the Sunday. But then they was running about an hour and a half late. And then with all the interviews, we were there from around 10 o'clock. And we didn't leave there until 11 o'clock. So because they had to reschedule me for the Tuesday because the judge were getting tired.
Bless them.
All you're hearing is burp, burp, burp.
And you can hear that, can you?
Yeah, you can hear, yeah. Backstage you can hear. Because.
So when you see those interviews of the the contestants ready to go on to do their thing and then you see them jump because the buzz has gone off.
Yeah, well.
That's real.
Everybody, yeah. But, you know, as a professional, you got to just go and do what you want to do, what you're going there to do.
Now,
you know?
A lot of people have said that you've done more for island tourism in that 3 or 4 minutes than has happened in a long, long time. As you decided to take, of all the different things you could have sung, you sung your song, Welcome to the Isle of Wight. I'm guessing the judges just loved it, didn't they?
They loved it. The crew were dancing. You know, there are a lot of shots you all didn't see. But I believe they have certain things coming up, which I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
Because they were filming, you know, as you sit down, you got to go back up. You know, so there's a lot of things coming, which
we're not allowed
be
to talk
better.
About.
I'm not allowed, but it would be even better in the sense of, you know, different things on Britain's Got More Talent as well.
Yeah.
You know, but the place was buzzing. The song, you know, good song choice.
And what was Simon Cowell really like?
He's a nice guy, you know, TV is TV, you know, but he's straight. He's a hard nut to crack, but
Has he sorted you out with a deal yet?
Not in here.
No comment. No comment. Okay. Is that no comment no, or no comment I'm not allowed to talk about it?
No comment, I'm not allowed to talk about anything.
Okay, all right. I know you're very restricted with what you can say.
Yeah,
they basically
yeah.
own you just at the moment, don't they, professionally?
Pardon?
They own you professionally at the moment.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Okay, you know, so what happens next? What's the next stage?
The next stage... Everyone just got to wait.
Okay. Okay. So how does it work? Do you go through to the lives next? Is that the next bit that happens, or is there another bit before you could go through to the live stage?
You just have to wait.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, all right.
He's excited.
He's very, very tight-lipped. Well, I hope you're going to come back on the show
and we
can follow your progress. So many people... you know, are rooting for you to get through, because it was only a few months ago we were talking on this show that it would be great for somebody on the Isle of Wight to either be on Britain's Got Talent or X Factor, because the Isle of Wight has so much talent.
Yeah, of course. You see, the island, this is a beautiful island. And I went there to sing for the Isle of Wight, to let the people know, to let the world know. And the world, they know. Trust me. If I advance, yes or not. I did what I had to do.
Okay.
And everyone's happy.
Did you advance?
No comments. No comments, but I'd keep you up to date.
Yeah, you do that.
Once Derek... you play Welcome to the Isle of Wight, I'll keep you up to date.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I'll tell you something, there are a lot of things to come for, a lot of things coming next.
Okay. And, you tease.
I don't hear the song, no more interviews.
Okay, all right. Well, you make sure you come back on this show, tell us how it goes. Maybe next time you'll sing the song for us?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
This is the song. Welcome to the Isle of Wight. I'm guessing it's probably going to be re-released, whatever happens. Welcome to the Isle of Wight. It's Derek Sandy. Thank you so much, Derek, for coming on the show. I know you're in high demand at the moment. Derek Sandy back on the show. We don't know when, because he's not allowed to tell us. But as soon as we know, we'll let you know. It's Isle of Wight Radio, 13 minutes past 8. Across the Isle of Wight on FM 107 and 102. Online and, of course, on your smart speaker. Just say play Isle of Wight Radio. It's the island's most listened to radio station.
My face above the water, my feet can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. I'm slowly drifting away, wave after wave, I'm slowly drifting, and it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream. Against the wave, wave after wave, wave after wave, I'm slowly drifting. My face above the water.
Time for today's test of time. I am asking the questions. Hayley is answering. Jamie is just pressing the
door. I look forward to this.
One of my favourite parts
of
the show.
Yeah, and me.
Let's go back. 2015, and celebrating birthday today, actually. Who was born on this day, 2015?
Oh, I know who this was. It was Princess Charlotte.
It was Princess Charlotte, daughter to William and Kate, of course.
Yeah. I knew because I follow the royals on Instagram. And
they've just released new pictures of her, haven't they, for her birthday.
I hadn't finished talking, but Jamie, thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Wow.
Someone's taken my order off the... Anyway, let's continue. 2003, Steve Adams completed a mammoth task at Upton Park, where I believe, is it the West Ham play?
Upton Park's West Ham.
Used to play.
To raise money for charity on this day in 2003. But what did he do to raise the money?
Sing bubbles.
No, it's something that he did at the ground without anyone else in there. Well, without the fans.
Did he do a load of kick-ups?
No, nothing to do with football.
Oh.
What would be a big challenge at a football stadium? It's a brilliant...
To wash the seats.
Oh, you're so close.
I really...
So, I was just going to crease up at that.
So, so close. So close.
I don't know.
It wasn't washing the seats.
Was it painting the seats?
No.
Oh. Oh. There's something to do with the seats?
Yes.
Flipping the seats all up?
No, just think about it. What do you do on a seat?
Sit.
Yes.
Oh, he sat on every single seat.
He sat on
really?
Every wow. single seat. All 35,056 seats.
Wow.
I wonder how long that took him.
That. But what a great idea.
That's brilliant. I like that.
Would you reckon he just slid along? Like, you know, like in a row.
But they're all flipped up, aren't they?
I was going to say, being a big football fan, they are all flipped up. They certainly are at the Saints anyway. Where I've been once. Right, let's go back. Year 2000. President Bill Clinton announced that GPS access would no longer be restricted just to the United States military. What did that mean?
That you could track someone through GPS. It's your husband or wife? I don't know.
Wow, we're going into the way Hayley's thinking.
What an insight.
Find your phone.
Much simpler than that. You're overthinking it.
Oh, am I? Is that what you mean? Oh, sat-nav's got issued.
Yeah, sat-nav.
Brilliant.
Sat-nav was not around until the year 2000.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And the Americans own it. So at any time they could just switch that off. And then I'd be lost forever. Can you imagine now?
Try and beat the sat-nav.
Without sat-nav.
Well, it is. Yeah, because I used to have a Perry's Guide next to me in
so
the car.
So did I.
Love
the red
a Perry's
one.
Guide.
Yeah, the only problem with a Perry's Guide was the fact that you'd get to the page and then it would put the number on the side, wouldn't it? So you might be on page 7. It now turn to page 56.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yes. Goodness sake. Anyway, 1885, first edition of this magazine was published, and it's still a very popular magazine today. It's
is it Women's Vogue?
You are close every single time.
Oh, no, is it Vanity Fair?
Not close enough.
No, but just think about houses. Ideas for the home.
Oh.
Good Housekeeping.
Good Housekeeping.
That's right.
There we go.
Yeah, Good Housekeeping magazine wow. was out for the first time in 1885. I had no idea it was so old.
No.
There we go. That is today's test of time.
I wonder how many tips are in there about cleaning your house.
Well, why don't you Google it up? Go and search it up and find
Any
out.
Any pinch tips?
Yeah, I was just thinking that, yeah.
Right. 20 to 9, it's Isle of Wight Radio. We go from, of course, who was on the show earlier.
Welcome to the Isle of Wight. I hope you're going to stay right. Welcome to the Isle of Wight. You can share this paradise.
One of his biggest influences, a guy I know he loves. Just for Derek Sandy, it's Bob Marley.